The holidays are here, friends, and as wonderful as this time of year is, it can be a lot for small business owners and often hard to enjoy just because there is so much on our plates. With this in mind, I want to share 5 ways you can better prepare your business, mind, and heart for a little time off this year without letting things fall through the cracks in your business. Hey there, I'm Victoria Rayburn, a wedding photographer, small business owner, and marketing expert who doesn't believe work-life balance exists. I, probably like you, love both my family and my business, and for years I thought that if I worked hard and implemented enough self-help tips and tricks, every facet of my life and business would fall into place, leaving me feeling rested and satisfied. And, well, friend, that has yet to happen because life and business are demanding and every season brings new challenges. While I don't believe we can reach true work-life balance, I do believe there's power in determining your priorities, both in your personal life and in your business, and making choices and creating systems based around what's most important to you and what's going to lead to results. When it comes to your priorities in your personal life, I want to help you remember what's most important to you and show you how you can protect these priorities by setting boundaries and putting time on your calendar for what matters most. When it comes to your business, I want to help you determine what's already working well for you and help you implement proven marketing and business strategies. This way, you can prioritize the tactics that work, ditch the ones that don't, and feel confident in your ability to run your business, meet your goals, and serve your customers. Relationships, effective marketing strategies, setting boundaries, delegating, creating an incredible client experience, and keeping your priorities at the core of everything you do are exactly what you, experts, and I will be discussing every week. Now, whether you're walking your dog, you're driving to a shoot or job, or you're snuggled up on the couch with a glass of wine, get ready to grow, learn, and assess your priorities. You're listening to the Priority Pursuit Podcast. All right, guys, the first thing that I want to encourage you to do to prepare yourself and your business for the holidays is to turn your out-of-the-office response on. Now, you are likely going to receive a lot of messages over the holidays. People have time off and they have time to plan ahead. I know that this is true for me. I mean, you know, November tends to be pretty busy with Thanksgiving and all the things. People's work schedules get really busy and hectic before the December holidays, or at least they tend to. And then kind of as a result, when couples have, you know, 2 weeks off for the Christmas, New Year's season, they tend to do a lot of wedding planning. And so as a result, I tend to get a lot of emails during this time. However, more often than not, none of these messages are urgent. None of this has to be taken care of right away. And couples also know that. They're just taking advantage of the time that they have. So I want to encourage you to turn your responder on, and then in that response, include when you'll be back and also links that might be helpful in the meantime. Sometimes, I mean, depending on what your business does, you might be able to, you know, provide links to products or services, or, you know, just kind of frequently asked questions that might be able to serve them well in the meantime. And then again, you also want to include when you are going to be back. People are going to understand that you're out of the office. However, it is really important for you to respond back to them when you say that you're going to respond back to them. So I would highly recommend planning to spend your first day back at work simply answering messages, making sure that you've gone through all your emails, all of, you know, your Facebook messages, all the things, and making sure that everybody gets a response. The next thing that I want to encourage you to do, like really over the next couple days, because, you know, Christmas is basically here, is to create an email template for new inquiries so that you can respond quickly. Well, I do think it's really important to stay out of your inbox as much as you can during the holidays so you can just be more present. Countless studies have shown that businesses that respond quickly to inquiries are more likely to get business. As a result, especially if you are a service-based business and you know you only take so many jobs per year, it is important that you are responding to those inquiries quickly. I know that this is true for me as a wedding photographer, and so you can be more present this holiday season. I want to encourage you to create a template for inquiries that you can easily like copy and paste into an email and simply make a few changes and then send it out quickly. If you don't have a template for inquiries already, this is something that I would encourage you to just, you know, have at the ready. It's going to make life and the inquiry process a lot easier, but I would recommend, you know, having a specific holiday one so they're still getting the information they need, and then, you know, you can always conclude that and just letting them know, like, hey, I am out of the office right now, but this is when I'll be back and I can send you more information then, or we can schedule a meeting at this time. But you just don't want to leave these inquiries hanging because it's poor customer service and because there is a very good likelihood that somebody else in your industry is going to be answering messages quickly, meeting needs more quickly, and you could lose out on that business. Again, I want to encourage you to stay out of your inbox as much as possible, but just having this template is going to help you answer your inquiries quickly and also just ensure you're not losing business during the holidays. We're going to take a quick break because I can't help telling our photographer friends about something that saved me hours upon hours of work and given me freedom. Photographers, have you considered outsourcing your editing? Now, I know what you're going to say. I can't outsource my editing. An editor won't be able to match my style. But friend, I'm here to tell you that you're wrong. I've been working with Photographers Edit for years, and their team of experienced editors match my editing style perfectly because 1, they took the time to get familiar with my preferences and brand, 2, they look at the sample edits I include in each Lightroom catalog, and 3, they allow me to submit feedback after every project so that next time things are even better. Outsourcing my editing to Photographers Edit has drastically streamlined my workflow. I mean, after I shoot a wedding or session, I simply cull the images and mark the photos I want to blog using Photo Mechanic. Then I create a Lightroom catalog and only edit the photos I plan to blog and share on social media. I add a green label to the photos I edit, share the catalog with Photographers Edit, and they use the photos I mark in green as samples to finish editing the remaining images. From there, Photographers Edit sends the catalog back to me within a few days. I review the images, export them, and share my clients' galleries with them. Outsourcing my editing has given me the freedom to spend more time with Zach, go to bed at a reasonable time, better serve my clients, and work on projects I'm actually excited about, like this podcast. Right now, editing is likely taking up most of your time, but I can tell you from experience that it doesn't have to. To receive 50% off your first order from Photographers Edit, go to victoriarayburnphotography.com/PE or simply use code VRayburn at checkout. Again, that's victoriarayburnphotography.com/PE or use code VRayburn at checkout. All right, moving on to tip number 3. I want to encourage you to schedule the activities you want to do and then arrange your work schedule around them. I don't know about you, but I feel like every year the holidays fly by, and every year I want to have time for more traditions and activities than I actually do, and more often than not, it is just a result of failing to plan. So, in order to make sure you can thoroughly enjoy the holidays, you know, do all the things that you want to do, you're going to want to schedule these things and adjust your work schedule around them. Now, I think it's important to acknowledge that, you know, like what kind of the dream is to have 2 full weeks off. That is just not a possibility for a lot of small business owners. It's something they have to work toward, but depending on what you do for a living, you know, it just might be really difficult within your industry. However, if you do plan ahead, you can make sure that, you know, the main activities, the main things that you want to do can happen. Chances are you already have all those family things on the calendar and, you know, you're making your schedule work around that. But if you want to take some time to see some Christmas lights or make some Christmas cookies or things like that, these are things that just don't tend to naturally happen. They're things that you actually have to get on your calendar. So get them on the calendar, get them on the schedule, and you will likely enjoy your Christmas season so much more because, you know, you'll actually get to participate in the activities and traditions that you enjoy. And for tip number 4, we are going back to being a little more business focused. And I very much want to encourage you to plan your social media content in advance. If you aren't already planning your social media content in advance, sit down and prep your content for the next 2 weeks. Developing content in the moment is often difficult, and it will be even harder with the distractions of family and friends and, you know, Christmas parties, and maybe you have kids at home. Like, chances are the next couple weeks are just going to be busy in ways that they aren't normally. However, developing and scheduling your social media content ahead of time will allow you to be more thoughtful, more strategic, better prepared with your posts, and then it's also going to allow you to be more present in your personal life. I do want to throw in just a quick little caveat here. As you're developing your content, you might know that you want to like include a photo of your family's like matching Christmas PJs or photos of a Christmas activity or something like that. And you can't develop that post completely. However, you can absolutely put a place for it, like just mark it in your social media calendar so that you at least already have an idea for that day and already have a plan for that content. And if you already have it set up, you know, with a note made and you have a game plan, this is going to just allow you to get that post reel or whatever up in a fraction of the time because you have a plan. Last but not least, I want to encourage you to be present this holiday season. The holidays have been different over the last couple years due to COVID, and I don't know about you, but kind of the chaos of COVID and all the things have only made me more thankful for time with family and friends. And as an Enneagram 3 and someone who definitely struggles with success and work idols, it's really tempting for me to want to be business focused all the time. And in the past, I have missed out on time with loved ones because of this, or I just haven't been fully present because my brain is busy thinking about what's next. And I have a feeling that probably several of you listening can relate. Whatever you need to do this holiday season, just be present. If that means putting your phone away, great, but focus on the people around you. Remember that there is more than work, and remember how blessed you are to do life with the people that you do. Whether you're a photographer, interior designer, hairstylist, or another kind of creative entrepreneur, chances are you're on your feet a lot and need comfortable but professional looking shoes. This is exactly why I love Rothy's and wear them to almost every wedding and session. Created from recycled water bottles and other sustainable materials, Rothy's has created flats, loafers, and other adorable shoe designs that don't rub. When a photographer friend told me Rothy's don't cause blisters, I didn't believe her. But I've now worn Rothy's for more than 50 10-hour wedding days, and I can tell you they truly don't rub and are the most comfortable shoes I've ever owned. Plus, Rothy's are machine washable. So after a hot outdoor wedding, I throw them in the wash and let them air dry. Then they're ready to go again in time for my next wedding or shoot. Now, Rothy's are on the pricey side, but after years of wearing them, I can verify they're 100% worth it. To receive 20% off your first pair of Rothy's, visit victoriarayburnphotography.com/Rothy's. Again, visit victoriarayburnphotography.com/Rothy's to get $20 off your new favorite pair of shoes. Now, side note on being present, if you are going to grab videos and such to share on your Insta stories, like don't share them live. Wait until you have a quiet moment. It's totally fine to get that content, but chances are there will be a car ride or a few moments alone at some point where you can spend a couple minutes posting those. Don't miss out on what's happening around you just because you're trying to share things live. Also, if you're a Christian or if you're celebrating another holiday related to your faith during this time of year, being present also means remembering to reflect on the reason you're celebrating. It is so easy, or at least it is for me, to get caught up in family gatherings, gift giving, cooking, and everything else that comes with the holiday season. So my plan this year is simply to spend a morning by your Christmas tree with a cup of coffee, read the Christmas story, and just thanking God for his grace, mercy, forgiveness, and his plan for us, which required sending his son for us. I know this is a busy time of year, and I want you to be able to get to this list of things. You've got an out-of-the-office response to write. You need to be working on your social media content. So we are going to keep this episode short and sweet. But Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and just Merry everything. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you and your loved ones have a wonderful holiday season. I will hopefully talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Priority Pursuit Podcast. For access to all the links and resources mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes or go to PriorityPursuit.com. To ask questions, share your wins, and connect with other priority-focused creative entrepreneurs, join the Priority Pursuit Podcast community on Facebook. Or don't hesitate to shoot me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at Victoria L. Rayburn. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to subscribe and leave a review. This will help get Priority Pursuit in front of other creative entrepreneurs wanting to lead priority-focused lives. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm already looking forward to chatting with you again next week.